702. World of Work.
And it's time for our World of Work feature. And on our World of Work feature today, we are discussing how to manage friendships in the workplace as an employer. Are you friends with people or someone that you manage? Maybe you're friends with someone who manages you. How do you guys navigate friendship in the workplace? What happens when you have to enforce discipline, for instance? How do you manage the perception of favoritism? Or maybe you are matured enough to separate work from friendship. Do you set boundaries? Let me know on 011-883-0702 how you deal with that. Boniwe Dunster is an HR executive at Lanseria International Airport. Boniwe, thanks for making time for us. Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Thank you, Clement, and to your listeners and for having me this morning.
Is it a nay or a yay to be friends in the workplace between managers and employees?
It really depends on the maturity of the two parties, right? So you can't really, you know, dictate to someone whether they're allowed to have friends or not, but the maturity thereof is the determining factor of whether the friendship is genuine or not. So both parties need to understand what is the foundation of their friendship and what is the foundation of them finding themselves in the same workplace, one reporting, you know, to the other, right? And at a management level, one needs to understand what is required of them in terms of delivery. You know, you need to give direction, you need to give leadership, you need to discipline. So if the two parties are able to differentiate between those and they can offer each other respect, then the friendship is possible. But if it's not and there's an expectation that we are still BFFs, you need to tell me what's happening in the boardroom because I'm not there, then it means the lack of maturity is not there and that friendship might actually be detrimental to both careers of the individual.
Okay, so it depends, as you say, on the maturity. All right, what are the boundaries then to set? Because I would imagine boundaries have to be established. You need some kind of a delicate balance that involves mm-hmm. just skillfully wielding that authority if you're a manager, but also while mm-hmm. nurturing that personal connection you have with that person outside of the workplace.
Sure. I think the boundaries really get to having to clarify the roles and responsibilities of the two parts, which is the line manager and the employee, and understand why they're actually then both there. It's important to also establish ways of working for the both of you, but those ways of working should also be applicable to the rest of the team members because you don't want to get to a point whereby you have different ways of work from one individual to the other. So by communicating that, by making sure as a line manager that you utilize the company policies, the legislations, the processes, the performance scorecards to actually engage with the individual, it really enables you to actually build those boundaries that are required for delivery because you also need to understand why am I primarily there? And the friendship is not the primary reason that you're actually in that workplace. So you need to establish, you know, ground of engagement, rules of engagement, ways of working, you know, your responsibilities. And if it's anything that is personal, it really shouldn't necessarily have to make it to the workspace to an extent that people can see that you're treating this one particular individual, you know, separately. And if it happens for any reason as a line manager, you don't have that maturity level. It means you might not either be ready for that role. Alternatively, you might actually want or recommend that the reporting lines be changed, especially if you feel that the friendship is actually detrimental to your ways of working.
Oh, so, okay, geez, reporting lines must change. Is that part of the ways to manage then that perception of favoritism? And should you be disclosing the extent of your friendship with that manager or with that mm. subordinates to their bosses? 'Cause, I mean, in the workplace, we may not necessarily see each other every day or we come across as just people who enjoy lunch together when in fact our friendship goes deeper. Maybe we live together. Maybe we are family friends. Is there a need to disclose that to the bosses? So, 'cause part of it then is managing that perception of favoritism. Mm.
I think it's important, Clement, because it can also talk to an element of, you know, conflict of interest. And there's power dynamics that are also at play. For example, we might not disclose, we stay together, so it means we know a lot of each other. we might then, you know, at a certain point, find ourselves having to have a performance discussion or a performance calibration meeting where I need to make a decision around your next promotion, your rewards, and all of those things. What are the chances of me being subjective or objective in that particular conversation? So it's really important for that closure, I'm sorry, disclosure to actually come to the fore, because it will have an impact and it says a lot about your credibility as a leader. Unless you are friendly, but you guys are working in different departments, then that's okay. There is no need. But if it happens that line manager has a level of influence in terms of your career and your progression and your income and your learning exposure and opportunities, it is important for that disclosure to come to the fore. Because if it doesn't, at a later stage, should anyone pick that up, it will then transpire that better decisions were made on this particular individual because of the particular relationship or friendship that they have. And to your earlier point around having to change reporting lines, I think that should really be the last, you know, option, because as a leader, you need to be in a position of having to differentiate different roles, you know, from an employee and or a team member and a friend, right? But if we see that, you know, this is really not, you know, working, you are unable to handle that, then maybe it would be another, you know, consideration. Not to digress from the main topic, but similarly in some organizations where they have people that are in a romantic relationship, some of the guidelines would actually say it shouldn't be someone that's reporting directly to you. It shouldn't be somebody that you have power over. It shouldn't be someone that's in the same department, right? Because we can't really, you know, dictate matters of the heart. It's like, how do you really manage it so that at the end of the day, people are able to build their careers and the organization still is able to deliver on their mandate, on their goals, and on their strategy?
Okay. 011-883-0702. That's the number to call. We are discussing managing friendships in the workplace, especially between a manager and a subordinate. Are you friends with someone that you manage? Maybe you are friends with someone who manages you. How are you guys navigating that friendship in the workplace? You can send your WhatsApps as well on 072-702-1702. The message from Melos Mom says, Clement, in my opinion, a friendship between a manager and an employee can only work between a good manager and a high-performing employee in a healthy work environment and team. There has to be a balance. But anyway, what happens if, as a manager, one of the lowest-performing team members in your team is actually your friend? Because Melo's mom is suggesting here that the only way that that will work is when the employee that you are friends with as a manager is actually quite a high-performing employee.
It really goes back, you know, to you as the manager being objective, being fair, and being consistent in how you rate your people and how you respond to discipline. Because high performance needs to also be visible to the rest of the team members. We have witnessed instances whereby people are declared as high performance, right? But you actually ask yourself, but what performance are they talking about? You know, results, where are the deliverables? And that's where an element of objectivity and fairness and consistency, you know, comes in. When somebody is a high performer, we need to see the results. The feedback needs to talk around, you know, that high performance. Delivery really needs to show. And as the manager, you really need to, you know, rely in terms of your, you know, your company policies and procedures and performance standards, and how you apply those, they need to be, you know, consistent, you know, across. Because sometimes we can say the person is a high performer. If the person is a high performer and they have that level of maturity, then it's all good and well. The challenge is becoming when you understand and you hear that the person is a high performer, but when you're sitting and reflecting and like, but what has this person done in the past 12 months? What have they delivered, right? And what is the feedback from other stakeholders that they are supporting in the business? And if the feedback doesn't really match what the line manager, who's your friend, say it is, then there's a discrepancy and there's something, you know, fundamental that we need to address and look at.
Okay, let's go to Phil, who's calling us from Waterloo. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to your learned expert there. You know, I don't believe in workplace friendships, because they can eat into workplace happiness when that friendship, where that friend loses an R, that respect, that reciprocity, it can lead into cognitive dissonance, which might impact the productivity, engagement, and of the company. So we want people to be in a work relationship where we relate with each other based on certain assumptions of 1, trust, 2, rules, 3, exchanging needs. That is where you can have a cognitive leap, not a cognitive dissonance. Because now when managers a manager must manage in a decreasing order of importance, a manager must manage himself, 2, manage his friends, 3, manage others. You can't have the opposite of that particular thing. So you need to be a manager and understand that in a workplace there's an oscillating horizontal and vertical relationship that exists between your people and the concept that is binding them together. So let's always avoid these things that can eat into workplace happiness, that can eat into the productivity. Thank you very much and God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, Phil, for your thoughts.
So, Clement. Here is the point here. What if my friend gets promoted before me and then I now happen to report to him? Does this mean now I must unfriend my friend? And if I do, is he not going to feel like I'm jealous of his promotion? I don't know. Thank you. We're saying here, Clement.
Yeah, well, the law doesn't necessarily say you guys cannot be friends. Hey, Bonnie, how do you address something like that? Two people are best friends in the workplace. One gets promoted. Now the other is reporting to the one that's been promoted. How do you navigate that? I mean, you're not barred for being friends in the workplace. But as long as you said earlier, you need some level of maturity to know where the boundaries are and respect your roles in a professional setting.
Sure. And you will hear that in all my responses, I actually underpin this, concept of workplace friendships under maturity, right? So the maturity comes into place and also it goes back to the nature of the friendship. So if you guys are not able to set boundaries of the friendship and understanding how the friendship came into being, then it is actually difficult. And to your previous voice note, in instances where where friends are actually peers and one gets promoted, there might be loyalty there and that is actually expected from the other. And the manager might even suffer from that guilt, right, of progressing and therefore feel that there's a need to keep, to keep the loyalty to the friendship by even oversharing some of the things that are confidential, right? And that might be done intentionally or, unintentionally. And it really goes back to what really underpins the friendship. Is that level of respect there? And is that level of respect of having to, to recognize your seniors as such exist with the friend that was not promoted? Unfortunately, the downside of some of the friendship is that, they become so subjective and so emotionally, draining to an extent that one must feel bad from being promoted, and managers or leaders sometimes challenged in having to transition from a junior role to a senior and having to address the person differently, because like, Aibo, what happened? You never used like this. We used to all submit these things late. Now you're demanding me to submit 3 days late. You're right, and that's why you need to be firm as a manager. And companies also need to make sure that they also promote the right caliber of managers and leaders, and also provide them with the necessary support to put them up for success. And unfortunately, in certain instances, certain friendships actually have to fall away in the workplace as soon as one actually gets to advance, because is it the friendship or is it my career?
Yes. Pizzo, in 4 ways. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, man. Go ahead.
Good. That lady, she has just spoken everything, which is on point. But I still believe in play. I cannot deliver without having friendship. I mean, I'm spending almost 9 hours with at work. So if I don't make a friend and know where to draw the line, I think that's the way to go. I can't be working with my enemies. I can't be with people that I say, hey, I'll give a trial and then what? You're not going to deliver at the end of the day because of now the artificial egos. But if we can work and play and have a very friendship environment, then we're good to go. Mm. That's my take.
Thank you so much for your take, Peter, in four ways, and thanks to Bonnie Wedanster as well, who guided us through this conversation. She's an HR executive at Lanseria International Airport. That takes us to exactly 11:30.